Play ball. Good morning. Welcome. It is 6:08. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Ladies and gentlemen, we have made it to the weekend officially. Yep. Celebrate, salute, but also moments of quiet to remember those who have given their all in the service of our nation. We will never forget. We will remember. That is the essence of Memorial Day. All right, back to the weekend. Speaking of military folks.
Yeah.
Apparently, some Army Rangers have been suspended.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
Well, you know, they were hanging out at the, this is in Destin. Okay. Are you familiar with that area in the Panhandle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, crystal clear, green, blue water, sandy beaches, really nice. And there's an area where a whole lot of boaters gather. I mean, you talk about a party on the water. It's one of the biggest. And they also had like a local pirate festival going on. 18 soldiers from the 6th Ranger Training Battalion at Camp Rudder are under investigation for using their automatic weapons without permission after participating in a mock sea battle at the Billy Bowlegs Pirate Festival on Crab Island in Destin.
They're using real guns, fully automatic guns.
Correct.
At a pirate festival.
Correct.
I bet they won.
Well,
I'm just saying.
No, well, they were firing blanks.
Oh, that's good. That's
but
strong. Okay.
But,
still,
but who would know that?
That's true too.
Because you hear the
because
it's burst of shots. They are full auto.
Yeah.
What would make these guys think like that? That would somehow be okay. I mean, look, if it's you and your training buddies. And you're on the water by yourself somewhere.
Right.
And you want to play games like that, you know, whatever.
But this is out in the public, other people, other participants.
A lot of other
people.
A
competition. You ain't, phones everywhere.
But, and you think about the sound. You hear automatic fire. And you're out on the water where it's a big, giant party and everybody's having fun. You think, like, nutbag, terrorist attack.
Oh, yeah, right.
Or somebody got in a big fight.
Because pirates didn't have those.
No, they did not.
They...
Cannons weren't even semi-auto back in the day.
No, they were single shot.
This is unacceptable because there are so many real mass shootings going on in America each year, said Michael Ingram, local charter boat captain. You can't be joking about it. No. The alarming incident occurred after the Rangers took part in a fake maritime skirmish during which the servicemen fired blanks from their boats at a pirate ship to capture Billy Bowlegs, a legendary figure in the Sunshine State. I don't know that I'm familiar with him. I mean, Jose Gaspar and Gasparilla and all that folklore, and some based on some truths, but, you know. Billy Bowlegs. Wow.
That's funny.
While the dummy rounds were approved for the floating firefight, city officials said the soldiers did not have permission to rattle off additional shots afterward. Oh,
okay.
So I guess for the battle itself, it was okay, but then they wanted to kind of keep the party going, I guess.
Can't really do that. That would freak people out, because now the contest is over, and you're still out doing your stuff.
A noise alert was sent out early Friday detailing the exact time, frame, and location of the battle, quote-unquote, as well as the noises that could be expected. This was the only approved festival activity that involved the Army Rangers firing their weapons. You know, that's kind of, I guess, where they went wrong. If you had a pop here and there, you know.
That'll still freak some people
like they
out.
Well, if they if you could see clearly, oh, look, they have muskets there reenacting some kind of thing. But these, they don't look like pirates. They're dressed in modern-day camo.
Oh.
They're in a John boat.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hmm. that the soldiers are stationed at Eglin Air Force Base are now barred from training recruits in the final phase of the Army's Ranger course, dubbed the Swamp Phase, pending the outcome of the probe. Yeah, yeah.
I see that. Yeah. That's going to be a problem.
Look, you're excited for what you do, and apparently they gave him the green light to do the little battle.
Right.
But then I guess firing them after the fact then upset a lot of people.
Hmm.
Well, I guess, I don't know, live and learn. Had a plane crash, too, Cessna 550. This was in San Diego, and what makes it different is, well, I was in a neighborhood. And this thing, well, it did a lot of damage. It destroyed one house, damaged, I don't know, at least six others. No one on the ground, it appears, died, but six passengers are presumed dead. Yeah,
that's amazing that nobody in the ground was hurt. I mean, it took out a street of cars. I mean, just taking them out. And the fact that, like, no kids were in the yards, nobody's out walking their dog or whatever, that was miraculous.
Yeah, it looked like a small war zone right there. So the folks that look into this stuff, NTSB, all that, they'll be investigating it. Apparently, I believe it was a musician that was on that plane.
Well, the jet's owned by a company involved in the music industry. One of the guys was a former band member. I'm going blank at the band right now, but some of it known from a bit back. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's a music industry connection to the plane.
Well, very sad nonetheless. Yeah. Loss of life. And basically, the people in the neighborhood are going to be freaked out for a while.
Oh, I'm sure.
Have a little PTSD, probably. Mm-hmm. But thank goodness there wasn't loss of life on the ground anyway. Could have been worse. All right. We've got a lot lined up for you. We're going to touch on some of the local things because it is Memorial Day weekend. Some of the events related to that are not necessarily related directly to Memorial Day. We'll cover some of that. Florida woman. Attacking MAGA hat wearing Trump supporter.
Oh, no.
That's a Florida woman. So it's a Florida woman story. That's coming up. Good morning and welcome. It's 6:15. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Oh, happy, happy Friday. Here we are, weekend. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:20. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally download your podcast. You'll never miss a minute of the show. Just click on subscribe. Florida woman. A Florida woman story for you. Uh-huh. Yep. Facing multiple charges. Laura Garrett, 33, arrested by Largo Police Department on Tuesday for battery on a person older than 65. Yeah, she actually attacked a man who was 72 years old.
What?
What made her attack him? He had one of those outrageously political statements on a hat, one of those red hats that said, "Make America Great Again."
Yeah.
I mean, that is awful. Clearly, the guy supports dictators, authoritarian leaders, all that. Yeah. So, Laura Garrett, she couldn't help herself, I guess. Wow. She was also obstructing or resisting an officer without violence, according to Pinellas County Jail records. Garrett admitted she approached the man, who has not been publicly identified, at Northeast Park and Paw Place. So this is a nice, friendly family park that also has a little dog park there, Paw Place.
Aw, cute.
To ask him about President Donald Trump and why he supports him. Wow.
And then the fight started.
The two got into an argument at some point during the confrontation before Garrett poured a can she was holding on the victim's head.
Oh, my goodness.
And then hit him on the back of his head and shoulder area with it. Wow.
Huh.
Garrett denied that she hit him with the can. Police said she jumped a fence and walked away after the attack on the man. The 72-year-old man was allegedly wearing one of those evil Make America Great Again hats.
Well, that explains it.
He triggered her.
Yeah.
It's his fault.
Right.
She was later located by police officers, whom she allegedly fought with while they were attempting to arrest her.
Shocking.
Yep. It states that Garrett intentionally dropped to the ground when officers put her in handcuffs, and that when an officer tried to escort her to the front of the park, she wrapped both her legs around him and caused him to fall. Oh, I would be aggravated.
Yes.
To say the least.
I'd fall her direction.
She did admit that she approached the man at Northeast Park to ask him about President Donald Trump, why he supports him. The officer's knee was bruised during the incident, which is what prompted the second battery charge. Police said she continued to kick and pull away from arresting officers. Garrett was booked into Pinellas County Jail, but was released Wednesday night.
Who knew that the Karens, which, you know, I think are just an extension to Florida woman.
No, no, her name's Laura.
Yeah, but they're really all Karens.
I got you.
Yeah.
Which is not fair to nice Karens.
No, it's not. It's really not.
Because there are a lot of nice Karens.
Yeah.
All right. So, people still crazy. Trump derangement syndrome. It can strike anytime.
Who would have dreamed, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, that sometimes professional women, no less, business people, would be acting the way they do in public. Just total unhingement. I mean, who would have
dreamed it?
It's
almost like they're deranged.
Almost. Yes, it is.
Hey, Petty, for your thoughts.
Yeah. And it'll be exactly worth what you pay.
You're supposed to say, how about a nickel?
Oh, I am.
Do you know why?
No.
Pennies no more. Going bye-bye.
Well, we've been spending more to make them for years. I mean, I remember when it was like 2 cents to make one. I don't know. What is it now?
I don't know. Some say 3-something cents. Yep. It's at least that. But I think it's even higher.
But if you're getting almost 4 cents to make one, it really is a waste of money.
It is. But, you know, it's not going to save as much as you think. Here's where we're at.
Okay.
The U.S. government's phasing out production of the penny. They really are. It's really going to happen. It'll happen sometime. They'll run out of the blanks or whatever they have in 2026. They won't press them anymore. But they've been in circulation, obviously, for centuries. This is a cost-cutting move that's projected to save $56 million each year. Now, how far we've come to where $56 million is like, when budgetary concerns were like, Speaking of a penny,
yeah,
basically compared to our normal expenditures. But anyway, yeah.
But it is still a waste.
You know what Ben Franklin would say? I mean, you got to do it because a penny saved is a penny earned.
That's right.
Huh? You got any other wise words like that that relate to a penny? I did penny for your thoughts.
I think
penny
you got,
saved,
you
penny
got,
earned.
You got the two biggies right there.
Who's the, I could tell you, if, when I say penny, I could tell you what else you're thinking of.
You can?
Lost in Space.
Man, you are psychic. I mean, psychic. Yeah, it's true.
I know you, don't I?
Yeah.
The Treasury made its final order of blank pennies. They say about early 2026, they think it will run out. But here's another angle as well. Okay, so eventually they'll probably be out of circulation. And everything that's done digital, it won't matter. You know what I mean? Because it's digital. Bank transfers, all that.
Yeah.
But when you're actually doing business with cash, they're eventually going to have to round down or round up. I mean, that's eventually what's going to happen.
Yes, right.
But, you know, it's not like making a nickel works out either. Because a nickel costs more than 5 cents, apparently, to make. And they think that demand for nickels will increase.
No.
So that'll eat a little bit into that $56 million of savings.
Wow.
You know, it's like, it is just hard to get ahead.
But is this, and is it intentional? Put on your foil hats, which is another metal.
Aluminium.
Aluminium, thank you. Is this part of the push for the cashless society?
Yes.
Well, I mean, seriously, I mean, you know. You put these stories out there, you start getting people used to the fact, well, yeah, you're right, it's a waste to make pennies. Oh, now it's a waste to make nickels. Well, you know what those dimes cost these days?
There are so many venues that you go to that only accept plastic now.
Which it used to be the opposite because they didn't want to pay the 3 or 4%.
But this, think about it, when you're in some of these large venues and you don't have to worry about employee theft or an actual like robbery type thing if there's no exchange of cash.
Right.
So that's one of the reasons it's all there digitally. It's easier to keep a handle on, I guess.
Well, let's have to get your information off your card and steal your money the new-fashioned way and do it digitally, too.
Yeah.
A little more work.
Not much more, but yeah.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un, he is not happy. He's fuming. Well, it's nothing we did. I'll tell you what happened coming up next on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Friday. It is 628. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. Good morning. The weekend is here. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is on board. Morning. We've got a lot to talk about. Morning, Greg. What is Kim Jong-un so completely irritated about? Could it be a bad haircut? No.
Has he ever had a good one?
It can't get much worse. You're right. We'll dig into that. Hey, just hang on. It's a little tease for you.
Little.
Slain Israeli embassy staffer Sarah Milgram. This is one of the couple, one of the, part of the couple that got massacred, They got brutally murdered just the other night at Washington, D.C. And in fact, if you go back, apparently she once spoke out against hateful anti-Semitic graffiti at her high school nearly a decade before she was killed in a terrorist attack outside the Capitol Jewish Museum. Milgram was then a 17-year-old senior, voiced her concerns about the sickening messages and symbols, which included a swastika that were painted on a storage shed on the campus of Shawnee Mission East High School in Prairie Village, Kansas.
Wow.
Back in February of 2017. Yeah, Kansas. It's so ignorant that you would bring up a symbol like that. It brings up so much pain for a lot of people. It's not okay. This was on an actual interview from the local station in Kansas that's resurfaced because of the tragic event that unfolded. The messages include... East loves Nazi. That was one of the things that was written there. Hillary won, LOL. And anyway, it's 4 swastikas were painted. Milgram had said the anti-Semitic tags outside the school caused her to fear for her safety. I worry about going to my synagogue, and now I have to worry about safety at school. That shouldn't be a thing. Robert Milgram said his daughter tried to turn the hateful messages into a chance to better the world, resulting in her taking the job with the Israeli embassy in an effort to encourage peace in the Middle East.
Wow.
Isn't that awful?
It is.
I can't say it bounced off of her, but she accepted it, she understood it, and tried to be a good example so that maybe... there would be less anti-Semitism. It didn't turn out very well for her. Well, and for anti-Semitism and attacks against Jewish or Israeli folks, very much on the rise over the last 10 years, certainly over the last 5. I mean, a huge increase. And what's fueling that? Is that the college campus, that kind of rhetoric?
Yeah,
that's part of it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll be... talking more about this tragic event and things that relate to it as well coming up. But during a press conference with a Japanese prime minister, President Trump said relations with North Korea will happen. So This was previous, I think, to what came out later, and that is North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, very, very upset.
He's got a short fuse.
Well, he attended... Rocket Man has a short fuse.
Yes, he does.
Attended the launch of a new 5,000-ton naval destroyer. Can you imagine? Look what we built. You know?
Yeah.
A sense of pride. While our people are starving and we don't have electricity all the time, look what we can still build a weapon of war. How proud we are of ourselves. Let's pat each other on the back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, communism. Oh, yeah, that's the way to go. Anyway, they did this launch at the northeastern port, North Korea. It was intended to tout the communist nation's military advancement. But it soon turned into embarrassment.
Oh, no.
Yes, the launch was botched.
Yeah.
And the ship was thrown off balance, crushing parts of the ship's bottom, apparently.
Oh, no.
Its stern slid down the launch slipway while its bow section failed to leave the ramp. The total extent of the damage is unclear, but it doesn't look good. The ship was lying on its side in the water after the failed launch.
I'll bet he was not happy. That's embarrassing. That is.
Kim, who was present at the ceremony on Wednesday, blamed military officials, scientists, and shipyard operators for a serious accident, criminal act caused by absolute carelessness, irresponsibility, and unscientific methods. Kim warned that the errors caused by this irresponsibility of the relevant officials would need to be investigated at a ruling workers' party meeting. And when they say party meeting, it's not a party.
No, there's no cake.
No. He said that restoring the destroyer before the meeting was directly related to the prestige of the state, and the restoration should be completed unconditionally. It's a shameful thing. Very irritated.
Yeah.
Very hot under the collar. Yeah, Kim Jong-un.
Mm-mm-mm.
Why don't you try to provide for your people? You know? You sharing everything you have to share? You're not really following all the full tenets of communism? Yeah, nobody's ever been able to follow all the tenets. That's why it's never, ever been anything less than an utter failure. And will continue to be. Because you're evolving humans. What's all share and share alike? Uh-huh. Yeah. You start first.
Uh-huh.
You go first.
Always that slacker.
Mm-hmm.
Messes it all up.
It is Memorial Day weekend. We will never forget those who gave their all in service to our nation. Alachua County's annual Memorial Day ceremony will take place on Monday at the historic Evergreen Cemetery in Gainesville. This will be Monday at 10 a.m. at the Veterans Monument. Attendees are encouraged to arrive by 9:30. This is the cemetery located at 401 Southeast 21st Avenue. A free lunch will also be provided. It's hosted by the Alachua County Veterans Services in collaboration with the City of Gainesville, Vistar Credit Union, and Milam Funeral Homes. This ceremony will honor and remember veterans and military service members who lost their lives in service to the nation. The event will feature a presentation of colors, an American flag ceremony, musical tributes, and inspirational words from area leaders. All right, you want more information? Contact the Alachua County Veterans Services. It's 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Right now, you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Yes, Harvard is in the news. Muffy, bring the car around. We're going to visit Harvard. Yep, they're in the crosshairs. And, they've been allowing, silly people to be part of their college. You know, hateful people, troubled people. Trump administration dealing with it, and some people aren't happy. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:50 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. So, Harvard doesn't have enough focus on them and bad things happening. Here's a story that I'm sure they're happy is coming out now. Cedric Lodge, 57 years old, pleaded guilty to interstate transport of stolen human remains. He went before Chief U.S. District Judge Matthew Brandt. He's a former Harvard Medical School morgue manager. The morgue manager.
Okay. Gotcha.
He recently entered a plea in relation to an alleged scheme to steal and sell donated body parts.
Ooh, that's not good.
No, it's not good. Now, you'd think the penalty might be higher, but the maximum penalty under federal law is actually 10 years in prison.
Oh, wow.
A term of supervised release following imprisonment and a fine. A sentence following a finding of guilt is imposed by the judge after consideration of the applicable federal sentencing statutes, etc. Former Harvard Medical School morgue manager, Cedric Lodge. Officials said that he admitted that from 2018 through at least March 2020, he participated in the sale and interstate transport of human remains stolen from the Harvard Medical School morgue in Massachusetts. Mm. I mean, you literally can find anything on eBay.
Wow. Who knew?
Lodge, then manager of the Harvard Medical School morgue, removed human remains, including organs, brains, skin, hands, faces, dissected heads, and other parts from donated cadavers after they had been used for research and teaching purposes, but before they could be disposed of. He's just recycling.
I mean, they're going to get rid of them anyway, right?
Yeah.
So, just saying.
I mean, it's either that or make... No.
No.
No?
No.
Nothing green?
Probably not.
Okay. Yeah.
Copyright by the movie company.
Yeah. After he and his wife sold the remains, they would ship the remains to the buyers in other states, or the buyer would take possession directly, transport the remains themselves. Remains stolen and sold by Lodge for a profit were sent to locations in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Pennsylvania. Cedric Lodge's criminal actions were morally reprehensible and a disgraceful betrayal of the individuals who altruistically chose to will their bodies to Harvard Medical School's anatomical gift program to advance medical education and research. Yeah, I can understand that. They do need the bodies for medical school, for research. Yeah, it is definitely a gift when somebody decides to do that. And, yeah, you want to know that once they're done with whatever medical training, et cetera, that, you know, their body will be left to rest in peace, so to speak. Not divvied up and sold to the highest bidder.
Profit. Yeah.
Yeah. So, former Harvard Medical School morgue manager.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Not
not smart. Not, smart
not Harvard wanting to be really in the the news so much at all.
Because they were already in the news for another of other reasons. So,
go Tommy, go Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah.
Well, look, he went from coaching college football, which he was successful at,
right,
to becoming a United States senator.
Very outspoken gentleman.
Yes. Now he is expected to run for Alabama governor, according to some of his associates.
That's cool.
Yep. He entered politics after retiring as a college football coach, plans to run for governor of Alabama in 2026. Two people who have spoken with Tuberville about his plans said Thursday that they expect him to announce a gubernatorial bid. They spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to talk about a campaign.
Okay.
Those are people you want involved in your campaign, those that are not supposed to talk about it.
While they're putting the word out that they're talking about it.
I think when they do that, and I'm kind of guessing here, but a lot of it, I believe, has to do with fundraising activities in general. And
because you can't be announced officially before a certain date.
Is it that, or is it once you have announced, there's a way that all your finances have to be handled or something, or something to do with the nature of any funds that you might receive, I guess?
Now it's an official campaign, right?
Yeah, it has to do with the FEC and the myriad of rules that they seem to have. Tuberville did not confirm the plans, but told the Associated Press he intends to announce a decision on Tuesday. Sounds like that's what he's going to do.
Huh.
He said it was a hard decision. Tuberville's aligned himself closely with President Donald Trump, both in his 2020 Senate campaign and during his Senate term. God sent us Donald Trump, he said during his campaign. He harnessed fame from his college coaching days and benefited from a Trump endorsement, cast himself as a political outsider to win election. In the 2020 Republican primary, he defeated former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who held the Senate seat for two decades before resigning to become Trump's attorney general in 2017. Months later, Tuberville defeated incumbent Doug Jones, who had been the first Alabama Democrat elected to the Senate in decades. Tuberville is expected to be a formidable entry in the governor's race. Two-term Republican governor Kay Ivey cannot run again because of term limits. All right. He is considered to be a level-headed conservative who is not, doesn't shy away from giving his opinion. And I don't know what the field may represent overall, but I'd say he has a pretty good shot at it.
I would think so.
6:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The weekend is here. I will keep you up to date with some of the local happenings related to the holiday weekend. So stick around, my friends. You're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky.